Michael Warren Davis, writing under the subject of all politics is religion. We know the cliche that totalitarianism is a kind of secular religion. The Nazi poet Hans Jost made it perfectly clear that Hitler intended to swap the Germans' faith in Christianity for a new faith in National Socialism. Gee, I think I've heard this before. The Reich, our life, instead of Christ, our life, and our blood and soil, instead of creation itself, will be delivered from bondage of corruption, that is, from its impurity, its Jewishness, into the glorious liberty of the children of our Father, instead of the children of God. We are the redemption of the world, sent forth into the world as the light of the world and the salt of the earth. That's what the Germans thought of each other. Then he gets more into this. I'm not going to bore you with the entire essay because there are some great points to be made towards the end. This comes as no surprise. I'm skipping now four paragraphs. This comes as no surprise to the Catholic counter-revolutionaries. All true philosophy must opt between these two hypotheses. Either a new religion is going to come into existence or Christianity will be rejuvenated in some extraordinary way. Now, that's Joseph de Maistre. When de Maistre wrote that, when he said Christianity, he meant Catholicism. That's what he meant. So I dropped that in. But this speaks less to individuals than it does to society, which is theistic by nature. If the religious spirit is not reinforced in this part of the world, the social bond will dissolve, Maistre warned. Maybe that's why both North Korea and the Soviet Union became more cultish as their regimes wore on. You see, folks, just like I told you the other day, either you're going to have a religion that's actually an actual religion, Catholicism, that's taught in public schools, or the state is going to supply one. There's no way around it. You can't get around it. It's already happening. It's going to happen today. It's going to ramp up. It's going to get worse. So you may as well just go ahead and admit it and then tell your friends. Okay, so what you're telling me then, Tommy, at the barbecue this weekend, what you're telling me is that we're going to have the religion of the state and it's going to be taught to our kids, and sodomites and transvestites and lesbians are going to be the one they get to write what that religion is. In other words, the enemies of the faith, the enemies of God, the people that have rejected God and his natural order and have replaced God with their order, even though they can't create, they're the ones that are going to get to write the faith. That's right. That's right. Now listen to this. Michael Warren Davis makes the correct statement here. It's the one thing, religion is the one thing we cannot do without. That's why Edmund Burke called society a spiritual unity, not an organic one. If we can't, now, here's where it gets interesting. If we can't have the real thing, we'll find a substitute. That is exactly what is happening today. The substitute is MAGA. The substitute is SJW, social justice. The substitute is libertarianism. These are substitutes for the Catholic faith. Now, I'm not supposed to tell you that. I'm supposed to lie to you and say that the two can exist side by side. No, they can't. Because, and I'm going to tell you why they can't exist side by side. I should say they can exist side by side. They can't exist equally side by side. How about that? Which is what we're told. Now, you know that that's a lie, and you know that the faith always is told in market society that it must give way whenever there's a conflict between it and its moral teaching and the state. And what the state says, it ought to be done, okay? We know who wins in every conflict. The state wins. The church never wins.